Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, so they're building FEMA camps all over the country. It's in the Houston Chronicle. It's in Reuters. It's in the Associated Press. They're announcing and preparing for civil emergency, have clergy response teams training their flocks to turn their guns in, go to FEMA camps. They're announcing everywhere troops are going to patrol the streets and mainstream news. And then Glenn Beck comes out and says, I'm one of you. I'm a patriot. I've done an investigation. None of this exists. Here's Popular Mechanics, the government mouthpiece. And so I'm going through some of the past stuff, and then we're going to really get into all the documentation coming up in the next segment. But here are the clergy response teams. Back that up about 10 seconds. I want them to hear that. If martial law ever becomes a reality, it will be the pastors who pacify the public. Now, remember, secret FEMA program. It was secret. Shh, don't tell the public. We're going to pay you to read this to your flock. Tell them take shots. Tell them turn their guns in. Tell them Romans 13 to submit to a government takeover, okay? They're paying them to do this. That's why your church has got new vans and television sets, and suddenly you're hearing your preacher say this. How creepy and un-American is that? Total violation of the First Amendment. Congress will make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But now they're public. Okay, you exposed our clergy response teams. We'll just admit it. Here it is.
Now, thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act, that forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect a suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
And so that's what they're doing, getting you ready for martial law, getting you ready to go to FEMA camps, publicly announced. But here's the problem, and I've always pointed this out, it's almost like it's on purpose. People will show, and I'm predicting Lynn Beck is going to attack us this way, they're going to show the 1990s video of the closed-down Amtrak train system up by Chicago. They're going to do that, and then what they're going to do is they're going to show the photos that are all over the web in Mississippi and Louisiana of mock Bosnia-Herzegovina/Kosovo training camps, because the signs are in that, you know, Slavic language, where it has machine gun nests, checkpoints, barbed wire as a refugee camp, and they send the troops through for drills. And they're going to say, see, people said this was a camp. It's not really a camp. It's a place where they're doing drills. Oh, see, this is really just an Amtrak train track. We went out there, and yeah, it's got barbed wire facing in, but it's not really a camp. They're not going to go over the executive orders that we're going to cover stating this. They're not going to go over PD 51. They're not going to go over the military announcing they're getting ready for this. They're not going to cover the Houston Chronicle. If they do, that's what they're talking about, because he hinted at this 2 weeks ago, at kernels of truth. And yeah, they are getting ready for emergencies, but it's not a death camp. You know, it's a place for homeless people. That's what the new bill says. This is how they introduce the camps to you now. You know, it's not wrong to have the preacher secretly hired to tell you to go to a camp and to do what the government tells you. And, you know, it's not wrong to have your guns taken. I mean, it's of the Lord. Government's produced by the Lord. Hitler said that. Romans 13, got to do it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. And if you don't like any of this, then you're a paranoid crazy. We'll be right back. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We also have the federal government taking over the internet. Obama's saying he's going to take over all the private industries to control the hubs where the government will be plugged into it so they can, quote, censor things, spy on everyone without warrants. That's in Mother Jones magazine headline, Should Obama Control the Internet? Here's another one. America's Secret Police, MSNBC. Intelligence experts warn the proposal to merge two Pentagon intelligence units could create an ominous new agency. And the head of cybersecurity just resigned 3 weeks ago saying the Pentagon and Homeland Security are taking over the internet and it's a threat to freedom in America. So their own guys quitting saying this takeover is happening. All the radio and TV in the nation under the emergency alert system in 96 under a federal law and executive order, FEMA is wired into the transmitters themselves and cable to take over all the systems and broadcast anytime they want. Before, the stations would tune to a signal themselves. Now that's out of their hands. All of that's going on. So see, they've got the preachers, they've got the citizens, they've got the military prepared for martial law to go into FEMA camps. And then we've got all these mainstream news articles like the Houston Chronicle about the FEMA camps. So let's go ahead and go over the stack of news titled FEMA Camps. Here is the text of H.R. 645, National Emergency Centers Establishment Act. This says the clergy response teams will run these with the feds. The local police will be part of it. They will have medical care, a nightly movie, This is exactly how we reverse engineered it before they announced this and said this is what the camps will look like. They're going to advertise as they make us all homeless with controlled economic collapse like we want to go to the FEMA camps. And so that's how they're advertising these as a wonderful place you want to go to and that the pastors are going to be there. And so that's how they first advertise them as things collapse. New legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the United States. Here is Wall Street Journal. KBR awarded Homeland Security contract worth up to $385 million to build 3 1 million person FEMA camps in the United States. It says the ICE Detention and Removal Operations Program can be used for illegal aliens and for U.S. citizens and for other emergencies. Here's the New York Times. Halliburton subsidiary gets contract to add temporary immigration detention centers. Just like under Rex 84, the documents came out in the 80s. They said the cover would be for illegal aliens, but it would be a martial law takeover plan and to suspend the Constitution and take over the media. So there's the New York Times we have saved up on PrisonPlanet.com. Also, George Bush reopened all the Japanese and German prisoner of war camps in the U.S. and put water in, light in, and then just have them set up and ready. That was in the CBS News, Bush to preserve World War II internment camps. So there's that article. Now I thought I would go over executive orders for you. Executive orders. In fact, you can just Google Executive Order 11,000. This has been reaffirmed by every subsequent president. Assessing emergency preparedness functions to the Secretary of Labor. And this is just one of the executive orders. You can go read 11,000. For yourself, allows the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision. And see, how's it being introduced now? Oh, we've got bills for compulsory national service. Oh, if you want to go to high school and college, you know, 18 to 25, you'll have to serve. And, oh, we're going to have a Green Corps. And as society implodes, we're going to give you a national ID card that has some money credits on it. This is how they introduce you. See, they're introducing it all. They've denied they're building all this for all these decades. Now as they unveil it, they're putting their PR spin on it. So Executive Order 10,990 allows the government to take over all modes of transportation and control of highways and seaports. That's been reaffirmed under PDD 51, under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and others. Executive Order 10,995 allows the government to seize and control the communication media. That's now been put in by the emergency alert system. Executive Order 10,997 allows the government to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals. That's been reaffirmed in all the other laws. Executive Order 10,998. Allows the government to seize all means of transportation, including personal cars, trucks, and vehicles of any kind, and total control over all highways, seaports, and waterways. Go read it for yourself. Executive Order 10999 allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. Executive Order 11,000 allows the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision. Executive Order 11,001. Allows the government to take over all health, education, welfare functions. What's happening through the imploded economy that the foreign central banks are engineering? Do they make you be beholden to the government? Designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration of all persons. That goes on through the Selective Service. Executive Order 11003 allows the government to take over all airports, aircraft, including commercial aircraft. Remember when they shut down all flights after 9/11? Executive Order 11004 allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, build new housing with public funds, designate areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations for populations. Remember Louisiana, Mississippi, Katrina? Executive Order 11005 allows government to take over all railroads, inland waterways, and public storage facilities. Executive Order 11051 specifies the responsibility of the Office of Emergency Planning and gives authorization to put all executive orders into effect in times of increased international tensions and economic or financial crises. Executive Order 11,310 grants authority to the Department of Justice to enforce the plan set out in executive orders to institute industrial support, to establish judicial and legislative liaison, to control all aliens, to operate penal and correctional institutions, and to advise and assist the president. So that's your FEMA camps. Executive Order 11,049 assigns emergency preparedness functions to federal departments and agencies, consolidating 21 operational executive orders issued at 15-year period. Executive Order 11,921 also allows the federal emergency preparedness to develop plans to establish control over the mechanisms of production and distribution of energy sources. See how Obama's now firing the head of GM and saying they'll fire more? They're just setting the precedence. All this set up for decades, now coming to a head now. See, this isn't just in executive orders now. Now it's announced on the news how it's for your own good. But if you don't like it, Glenn Beck says you should be arrested and it doesn't exist. Allows the Federal Emergency Preparedness Agency to develop plans to abolish and establish control over the mechanisms of production and distribution of energy sources, wage salaries, credit, and the flow of money in U.S. financial institution and any undefined national emergency. It also provides that when a state of emergency is declared by the President, Congress cannot review the action for 6 months. That's been PDD 51 says never. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has broad powers in an event of every aspect of the nation, General Frank Salizindo, chief of FEMA's Civil Security Division, stated in a press conference that he saw FEMA's role as the new frontier of protection of individual government leaders from assassination and or civil military installations, from sabotage and attack, as well as prevention of dissident groups from gaining access to U.S. opinion or a global audience in times of crisis. FEMA powers were consolidated by President Carter to incorporate the National Security Act of 47 and to expand that. So you heard them in a public press conference, as well as the prevention of dissident groups from gaining access to U.S. opinion. And see, here is Mother Jones. Should Obama control the Internet? You see this right here? Should Obama control the Internet? Mother Jones. And it said says right here, Senator John Rockefeller, goes by Jay Rockefeller, has announced they need to end the Internet, that it's bad, and that private companies will have government hubs tied into them to snoop on everyone without warrants and to be able to shut down the web instantly. See, right now the government has to get warrants and go out and seize all the hubs. But this is the same thing as the Telecommunications Act of 96 that made it law that all cell phones had to be tracked down to 3 feet and they could remotely listen to you even when the cell phone's off. That standardized the cell phones. And all telecommunications companies were given $9 billion total to put in whole floors for the NSA to move into. So the NSA doesn't tap the phone companies. They are the phone companies. Just like FEMA on all radio, TV, cable, you name it, is already in control with hubs at the transmitter site or at the satellite uplink site. The last piece of equipment. This is in my film Police State 2000, by the way. The last piece of equipment. In fact, pull up Police State 2000 on YouTube. It'll be the last part, like part 13 or whatever. Go to the very last 5 minutes, and it shows me showing an EAS system in the radio station. See, I was sitting there talking to the engineer in 1996 at KJFK-FM. The engineer is since deceased. And he calls me over and goes, look at this, Alex. They're ordering us to do this. Here's all the secret documents. We're not supposed to show this to anybody. And I was sitting there reading it. FEMA takes over through this. Everything you do goes through this system. I mean, that's what you hear when it goes, bang, bang, bang. You know, this has been an emergency alert system. That is a federal test tone going via shortwave radio transmitters, dials in, and takes control of your radio station. Paul, you know you run TV and radio shows. You know those boxes there that you get alerts, little ticker tape coming out of? That's FEMA testing taking over your station. And that's what they say right here. During emergencies, when they're rounding people up and arresting them and shooting people, their job is to keep the media shut down. They don't have to come arrest Alex Jones. They hit one button, the Internet shuts off. They hit one button, TV shuts off. But it's not going to shut off. You go to InfoWars.com when this happens, it's going to direct you to WhiteHouse.gov and all their propaganda and all their BS. So when they take all your pension funds, when they bankrupt the economy, when they set up open world government, which they've stated they're doing, and bankrupt you, you can't do anything. Glenn Beck will be on TV, though, going, oh, none of this is happening, or, oh, it's for your own good, you can trust me. Total takeover of the Internet. That's coming up later. Okay, I've covered some executive orders. Now I want to get more into the FEMA camps themselves and how they're set up versus the straw man arguments where Beck and others point to people that have wrongly identified some installations as FEMA camps when they aren't. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Let's continue with the news and information. Why is the text of H.R. 645, the National Emergency Centers Establishment Act, so important? This tells you what the camps look like, where they've been set up, what's been done. And it says six major camps across the country with hundreds of sub-region camps. Now, if you watch my films and read the documents we put out, that's exactly what we said the camps are and how they operate, because we reverse engineered all this. The camps are already built. It's kind of like they say, oh, we passed a law the NSA can spy on you without having it be a felony. But by the way, we've been doing it for 30 years. It's when they want to openly announce they're doing it that they then pass a law. And they say, oh, all these shut down military bases that they've been keeping refurbished and putting barbed wire facing in and putting in showers and bunks, and we knew that those were to be the FEMA camps, because in the FEMA documents and the congressional leaks and from people that worked at the camps, we knew, and we would list the camps. Then we noticed when it was declassified in 97 that the very camps that had been, quote, decommissioned under the base closure, because they said back in the 80s under Rex 84 they were going to use the camps in Congress. So we said, you want to know where the camps are? They're old military bases, and they're old POW camps from Italians, Germans, and Japanese. Guess what's in here? Guess what's in the bill? They're only legalizing and publicly announcing what they've already set up. And it dovetails with this. Now, Glenn Beck will not talk about this. Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, Army Regulation 210-35. Now, this grows all the time. In fact, put it up on screen, guys, and just roll through the pages for folks. Now, this is the big piece of news. This is to establish setting up prison labor camps, negotiations with correctional systems representing representatives to establish prison camps, governing criteria, civilian inmate labor camps, policy statement, governing provisions for operating civilian inmate prison camps on Army installations, procedures for establishing a civilian inmate prison camp on Army installations, infrastructure, inter-service, interagency, and interdepartmental support agreements, working with local police at the FEMA camps, incident reports, media coverage. Any media coverage involving inmates participating in civilian inmate labor camp program. But see, FEMA never has to take over the media with their FEMA control boxes and all radio, TV, and cable, and now the internet, because it's willing accomplices in the media. But now the alternative media has gotten so big, the congressional hearings, the Violent Radicalization Act, and all of them are saying they're going to shut down 9/11 Truth, they're going to shut down pro-gun groups, they're going to shut your websites down, and they are stating it. The New York Times stated it. For your own good, they're going to do this. Europe's announcing it. Australia's announcing censorship of anyone critical of the government. These criminals are going for broke, robbing and looting everything, so they are moving. So you'll never hear Glenn Beck talk about this. This sucker was set up in 1986 at 12 camps. It's since doubled to 24. You want to read the camps? You can read the installations. In fact, pull up the page that's got the installations listed. Red River Army Depot, Anniston, Alabama. You know, it goes through them. And from 86 to 97, secretly at labor camps, U.S. citizens, non-military prisoners were worked on FEMA camps. Now, this was beta testing. They would tell them, you'll be given leniency and only serve half your sentence if you agree to labor. The minute you don't, you'll be sent back on these military bases, but you can't tell anybody national security. See, they were testing, can we keep camp secret from local police or get them to work with us? Can we keep camp secret from the media? So for 11 years, they kept this sucker secret. Reagan, Bush, Clinton. And then Clinton declassifies it and says it's a good thing in 97, and they double the number. So here it is, the big kahuna. This is just one section of these, training the troops, training the infrastructure, creating the larger cadres to expand the archipelago of gulags. And you can go and read all the locations. Do a control F on the document and just type locations or installations, and it'll pull it up on screen. I had a highlighted copy of this, and I can't find it around the office, so I just printed it again. Because I want people to, you want a list of places these camps are at? I mean, we'll give you a list. I mean, you can go to army.mil right now and read this for yourself. But see, Glenn Beck won't tell you about this. We'll come back, get into the preparation for the camps, how they're going to use the troops against the people with the police, mass graves, and a lot more, how all this ties together. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners, you want to grow dirt cheap superfoods, should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it off?
So, civilian inmate labor camp program, locations all across the United States, declassified in 1997 for 11 years, non-military prisoners being held at labor camps, and you never heard about it in the news, you never heard about it in the media. We had secret copies of this when I first got on air in about 95, 96, with just the cover sheet of it, and people made fun of us and didn't believe it. Then it was declassified. This is from army.mil. Now, what am I predicting Glenn Beck's going to do tonight? What have I been predicting for weeks he's going to do? He is going to come out and say, look at this. This is just a regular prison. And they're taking photos of it and saying it's a camp. Oh, look at this. There's a kernel of truth. They have introduced a bill for during emergencies to have FEMA places for folks to go. I mean, they've got to do that, you know, like Katrina. Oh, look at this. This is an Army training facility for a refugee camp simulation. Oh, look at what they... I mean, I know how they operate. I know how Popular Mechanics operates. I mean, I was right about Glenn Beck setting you up when he said he was going to expose the FEMA camps, and I said, you watch, he's going to debunk them. I understand these people because he reads off a script, ladies and gentlemen. I know the sheet of music he's singing off of. I know the next line in the chorus. This stuff is scripted. So you've got the civilian inmate labor camp program going strong. We've gone over the executive orders. Then we have preparation. How are they preparing the public? When I saw this at the time, I saw Tommy Franks and Cigar Aficionado. I saw Tommy Franks on CNN, Fox, MSNBC go, gee, I'm real sorry about this, but one more big terror attack, we're going to have a military form of government and martial law. I'm real sad about that, but that's what the American people are going to demand. That's the only thing that will keep them safe. Now, you don't expect him to come out and say, gee, we're going to have a military dictatorship. Militaries throughout history love taking over societies 99% of the time, and America's just been an exception. No, he's got to introduce it like, gee, shuck, I'm real upset, but it is the only thing that will keep us safe. The Constitution won't survive a WMD attack. And I said at the time, I said, he is part of the Pentagon's billions in fake news. That's illegal. The General Accounting Office has already ruled that they're paying off reporters and people to go on TV. I said, I bet my bottom dollar Franks is being paid off. Then it came out in a congressional hearing, $555,000 to make less than a dozen media appearances calling for that. Over a half a million bucks for Tommy Franks to go on TV and say, only thing that'll keep us safe is martial law. I know it sounds tough, but it's what the people want. When it's not what the people want. And folks go, I guess he's right. And the idea is introduced. I mean, I know the enemy, folks. I constantly study him. And I'm on record predicting that. Secret FEMA plan to use pastors and pacifiers for martial law. That's our article before it was declassified and made public. So that's part of the preparation. Guardsmen to conduct urban training at Arcadia in April. This is going on scale back now. It says in this article, going door to door, asking if they can search homes looking for weapons. And they practice raiding the local gun shop. And this is for domestic operations. Let's go ahead and get ready to play this clip. InfoWars story. We actually have the state rep coming up next hour. He couldn't come on right now. InfoWars story on illegal Tennessee checkpoint prompts action by governor. Friday, listeners pointed out local news saying the Army was going to be out, regular Army running checkpoints, searching citizens with police. The governor got called. Our listeners called. And the governor said, we're not going to do this, and it got canceled. This is suddenly happening everywhere. Oh, the Marines are doing a checkpoint for drunks. Oh, the Army showed up at the mass shooting. Oh, see, as they announce that they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus, as they announce Brigade Homeland, as they announce troops to patrol the streets of America, Army times. So let's go ahead and play this clip from the state representative who called the governor's office. Here it is.
With Homeland Security and the 251st Military
Police. Oh, yeah, back it up for a minute. Back it up and start it over. This was on WNWS 101.5 FM news channel with the state rep. Let's give them credit. Start it over. Start it over. Back it up and start it over.
Highway 64 within the Whiteville Police Department have plans to conduct a seatbelt checkpoint on Saturday, April 4th, at Highway 64 within the city limits of Whiteville. The checkpoint was planned to be in conjunction with Homeland Security and the 251st Military Police in Bolivar. After learning about this, I contacted Representative Johnny Shaw, who represents that area, ask you about this. Representative Shaw, you looked into this, and can you tell me what you've learned and where this stands now?
I can. Actually, this has been canceled. Some calls were made to the governor's office about this on earlier today, this Friday. And, of course, the governor just simply said, I don't need another headache. and of course, it has been canceled. And I will say to you that it was a bad idea in the first place. I mean, during this climate and this day and time which we live, can you imagine the Army stopping you for a detail check? You know, so it really was a bad idea. I don't think it'll happen again because I think it would have frightened more people than it would have helped. And I'm glad the governor made that decision, and we will probably try to make this never happens again.
We'll follow up with you on that, sir, and find out what steps are taken to protect, to see that something like this the public is notified in the future.
Definitely we will, because the public should have been notified if it was going to happen. And as I said, you know, with the climate that we live in now, if you can imagine your wife, my wife, a daughter, or even son driving up on a situation like this, I mean, it could be a total panic. I don't know whose idea this was. It was a bad idea. And I'm going to make sure that I call all of the local authorities and ask them not to do this anymore. But if they should even attempt to make sure that they contact people like myself and make sure that people are notified as to what is going to happen.
Thank you.
Now, this is being done to acclimate the public so they don't panic when troops take over the city hall, the county, the state. And it's in John Warren Defense Authorization Act. It's in the Pentagon directive they recently put out last year with Brigade Homeland, that the governors serve at the pleasure of the president, and they are prepared to take over the legislatures. Just like they threatened Congress with martial law, they didn't do what the president said. This is high treason. And Obama has taken all these new powers that Bush claimed and has expanded them day one. And suddenly the left that was against it isn't saying a thing. Now, let's go ahead and go over these articles. I was just attacked by Raw Story and a bunch of other publications saying this doesn't exist. Brigade Homeland Tour starts October 1st. 3rd Infantry's 1st BCT trains for new dwell time mission. Helping people at home may become a permanent part of active Army. And then you read this. The Washington Post reported it. Everybody else did. It says, for riot control and civil unrest during a collapse of society. Then the Army War College came out a month later and said, yes, we're preparing to engage the American people and the new rules of engagement. We've shown you the military training with local police to engage the American people, getting ready for martial law, getting ready for FEMA camps, all being announced. For decades, they've been preparing this, and then it accelerates right as they have the controlled implosion of the economy. So there's that going on. So they have to have troops to take you to the FEMA camps. Washington Post, 20,000 more U.S. troops to be deployed for domestic security. They then expanded and said it won't be 4,000 troops, it'll be 20,000. And this was in December 1st, now 4 months ago. Now they're saying, oh, it'll be 40,000 regular Army troops. The very troops that were in Baghdad doing gun confiscation, the very best troops they've got. So there's the Washington Post article. Here's another one. Marines admit security force to operate inside U.S. This directly from the Marine Corps' own website. And they did it with role players, practicing confiscating people's guns. And again, we're putting our stories up on screen. If you scroll down, you can link through the mainstream news articles. Okay, here's another one. Unit learned skills to fight different enemy. And this is out of the American Force Press Service. Military sets up domestic force. This is out of HST Today. And NORTHCOM receives first personnel under new plan. So all of this is going on. Suddenly, by the way, we confirmed and got the photographs from Tennessee that Army was doing this. Army got canceled, but suddenly there were Marines marching around in the towns with their guns. See, this is all part of acclimation. And then in a four-state area in the Midwest a few months ago, there was a report about the Army suddenly locking down parts of cities and doing, and then the disgraced Governor Blagojevich announced about 5 months ago before he had that big scandal and we played the newscast here where he said we're going to have the Army go door-to-door confiscating guns in Illinois. And then we have the first time the Army got called in New Orleans going to the high and dry areas with the police and FBI. All the weapons will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. And then putting people in handcuffs that had guns, taking their guns. I mean, that's on record. That happened. This is what they're training for. This is what they do the first chance they get. Stop living in denial. All right, I've gone over executive orders. Let's go ahead now and go over mass graves. This is mass graves, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I told you we first learned about this from the Rocky Mountain News with the executive order in Colorado that built mass grave facilities and incinerators. It's mass graves prepared for U.S. citizens. InsideDenver.com, the Rocky Mountain News. Let's punch that up on screen for folks. Now, this is the Rocky Mountain News. Now, we go show you mass graves. We show you all the documents of what's going on with the mass graves. And then people are in complete and total denial about that. Now, what does the media do? They focus in on something that may not be mass graves. Well, we're just checking into it. And then they say, well, we're expanding every, you know, federal cemetery, but that's for, you know, large number of people dying. You know, you're a conspiracy theorist. Hey, we have all these mainstream news articles about mass graves, and I just put up on screen the Rocky Mountain News, February 8th, 2003, by Jim Erickson, Rocky Mountain News. State prepares for bioterrorism. Executive orders give governor additional powers. Mass graves prepared. Incinerators. Okay? Now, in case any of you are wondering, this is posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In a headline article, plans for mass graves confirmed, government surveying cemetery readiness for flu outbreak. We've had emergency managers on the show admitting FEMA's called them and said, we need you to get ready for millions dead. Okay? You can click on the documents. You can call the phone numbers. These are real documents, just like the MIAC report was real. And you can call, and they're asking cemeteries, this is out of New York State, all over the country, the feds are, for mass flu pandemic outbreaks to prepare them for mass graves and how many dead bodies they can bury and how fast at their facilities. So all we're doing is documenting that they have mass graves and incinerators ready, and that's a fact. Now, people then go out and investigate, and sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. Just like in the 90s, this FEMA camp stuff came out, and people went out and showed government facilities and said, my buddy worked in there and says they're going to use that Army base under martial law. And then later it came out that, indeed, that Army base is designated. You know, Anniston and others in Alabama. Then Glenn Beck points at that and says, look, that's just an Army base. It's not a camp. Or other people go show the train facilities that aren't FEMA camps officially. And then they say, oh, see, you're discredited. See, they ignore all these mountains of real evidence and the admissions. The government admitting they're doing this. And then always go and find some person who's wrong or mistaken. Or who may be right, they just don't have total proof. That's how they operate there. So there are the mass graves confirmed for everybody on that front. And I've gone over most of this. You know, there's a lot of other pieces of news I haven't gotten into in association with all of this. But I've shown you the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal admitting camps. I've shown you Senate hearings. I've shown you Congress threatened with martial law. They don't do what they're told. I've shown you all the documents where they're getting the states ready for martial law. They've reintroduced the National Compulsory Service under H.R. 1444. It says for mandatory national service. Defense Department announces civilian expeditionary workforce in Pentagon Directive 1404.10. I mean, don't just sit there and say I'm making this up. Go to the Army's website. Go to the Pentagon. It says management retains the authority to direct and assign civilian employees either voluntarily or involuntarily or on an unexpected basis to accomplish DOD mission. So, see, they're saying they're going to create a 7 million man. That was in the New York Times. The Congress said, I kept saying a million because Obama said as big as our army, as big as the military, that'd be a million people. They say 7 million now, and that they're going to draft you into this, and they'll decide, no more draft boards, if you stay here or if you go overseas. And it's 1404.10. Just Google, Defense Department announces civilian expeditionary workforce, or directive, DOD. And it goes on, it is Section 4, Subsection E, Paragraph 2. So if you go to 1404.10, you go to Section 4, Subsection E, Paragraph 2. There you go again. I mean, on screen. Zoom in on this for me, guys. I mean, you can go right there to the subsection if you want to go read it for yourself. Again, this is from Infowars.net. You can click through. That's a hyperlink right there. You'll be at the Pentagon website. I mean, you'll be there for yourself. To direct and assign civilian employees, either voluntarily or involuntarily, on an unexpected basis to accomplish the DOD mission. There's the headline. The Defense Department announces civilian expeditionary workforce. I mean, you can go read that if you like. You can read the civilian inmate labor camp program document, Army Regulation 210-35. I mean, come on, don't be lazy. Google it right now. You'll be at army.mil. I mean, you want to see the facts? Go right ahead. There it is. I mean, all I'm doing is researching this all day long. And what do I get? I get Raw Story and a bunch of other magazines and newspapers saying I'm crazy. It says that the cop killer got his ideas from the off-the-wall Alex Jones prison planet, saying that U.S. troops in Homeland to engage in crowd control, and they just say I'm making it up. When I'm linked to the Army Times and Washington Post. I mean, I'm not bad here. I mean, yeah, it is scary. This is going to cause clashes between the people and the government. It's not my fault. It's your fault.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced and distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
After we got Max Kaiser for the final hour, and we have a state rep who called the governor and wouldn't let the Army run warrantless checkpoints. Cops doing that's illegal. But see, now it's the Army's here to search the citizens with Homeland Security. That's outside the Fed's jurisdiction. See, they won't control the borders, but they're going to control you, the milk cows. Throughout history, criminals get control of governments. They use phony crises to enslave the public. And they're taking your pension funds, they're taking your money, they're raising the taxes on you, they are going to squeeze the daylights out of us all, and that's why they're geared up for martial law and to take the media over, because this is quite a gamble by the establishment. You know, we should have grand juries indicting the bankers and having them turn states' evidence against each other, and this whole criminal shadow government, national security state, should be exposed. Instead, it's acting all legitimate, and it's going to manage the financial crisis, and it's going to manage everything it's engineered and bring in total tyranny and start arresting people for their speech. So it either goes into tyranny or into liberty. And believe me, folks, liberty is probably where it's going, because this tyranny is so horrible, they've got planned. You know, 9 times out of 10, lunatic tyrants try to take over and fail. It's just then another tyrant comes and another tyrant comes. So in the end, they always win. Every nation falls to tyranny. No nation's ever survived as long as the United States. Rome fell in about 230 years. We're 236 years old right now, folks. We're due to fall. And frankly, we've already fallen. Can we get it back? You know, the globalists have grabbed the republic in their jaws. Can we grab it back? Or will we let the bulldog of the New World Order convince us that it's his to eat? You know, that he can go ahead and gobble it all down into his greedy belly. So that's what I say to all of you. This is history. It's happening. They're openly announcing Bank of the World, world government. They're openly announcing that we'll pay our taxes to a new Bank of the World and that it's a world government and global governance. Google global governance in Google News. Hundreds of mainstream articles saying global governance. Governance means government. It's everywhere. New global currency. It's all happening by the very criminals that have engineered this. And if they can get the sleight of hand done, if they can get the hidden in plain view completed, if they can engage in this heist, that they win and get a world empire, the first ever. But if we say, wait a minute, what you're doing is criminal, what you're doing is illegal, what you're doing is out of control, they fall, they fail. We get our country back. But if they can play the police and military and the public off against each other, if they can get a shooting war started, if they can convince the cops to go for the guns, it's going to be a total implosion of our society, and then they win. We want to stop that and stop that now. And that's why it's important to expose the military takeover, the FEMA camps, the mass graves, all of it, because this agenda, this internet media takeover, Barack Obama taking over the web, this is all happening, and it's bipartisan. In closing for this hour, I want to encourage all of you, the listeners. I've just done 3 hours of radio. Do you know what funds this operation, what makes this all possible? You buying the books and videos. My new film, The Obama Deception's Out, it covers the martial law, the FEMA camps, the youth brigades, that Obama's a puppet, what the bankers are doing, their master plan. If America sees this, they won't be suckered into what's happening. We can win this thing if we take action. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com. Make copies of it like your life depends on it, like your future does, because frankly, it does. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Stop procrastinating. If thousands of you will get the film and make thousands of copies apiece, yes, it's a big job. If you'll get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and burn copies of it to DivX and get it out, it's unstoppable. If you'll get the free YouTube copy that's at the bottom of InfoWars.com and get it out, millions and millions of views. We can defeat these bastards. That's why I'm under attack from operatives in the movement, high-level media, everybody. Because I am going in, through, and beyond the New World Order. I am committed, and there's no turning back. So get the Obama Deception, InfoWars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.